Is anyone here? What did you find?
You're listening to Supernatural Confessions.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another Friday Night Live with us on Supernatural Confessions. Today is the 29th of April, a very long weekend. How's everybody doing? With us, we have, if you're joining us for the very first time, welcome to the Supernatural Confessions family. You see four of us on screen and maybe one right at the top right there.
Where?
The one right above you on the corner there. Looks like a postage stamp. We are so nasi, glad.
The omelette in nasi lemak size.
Oh, you have a craving for nasi lemak now. Oh my God.
Well, what is Supernatural Confessions about? It is a show where we share ghost stories with you guys. Stories that have been shared with us by people. And there is no reason for us to doubt them. So Supernatural Confessions is a very safe platform for anyone and everyone to share their supernatural experiences. And what we do is we will try our very best to offer alternative point of views, what it could have been from the science, from the arts, from, you know, from the superstition side, or even from the lore of what all this hantu may be. Because there's so many of you out there and many of you have different points of view. So this is where the discussion begins. Send us your comments, put it in a Facebook chat group. If you're watching us from YouTube, hello YouTubers, leave your comments there as well. And say hi if you're first time here. And as always, thank you so much for joining us. All the regulars coming back week after week, Friday after Friday. You know, we missed you over the last couple of weeks that we did not run regular shows. Yeah. And I definitely miss having Elvin on the show because I was struggling like hell the week before. And the week before that was Kim.
Elvin who?
I don't want to say it.
Sorry, bro. Joe, you have been cancelled.
You know, lah.
Joe, he decides to cut us all.
Just got cancelled, bro.
Let's introduce the rest of the Elvin. But before that, I'm going to say a big toast to all the SC fans with my mega pint of red wine. That's a little homage to Johnny Depp. Okay, let's pass the proverbial mic to Kim all the way from Rawak Kuching, the man, the voice of our podcast. How are you doing, bro?
I'm good. I also want to give a shout out to the fellow Sarawakian who recently dropped a long-ass comment in... Yeah, in 80% Iban and 10% Bahasa Sarawak. Appreciate the comment. Thank you very much. We have taken it seriously into consideration and we have discussed it among in the team, although I am the only person who understands it. But thank you very much. And for those joining us, hello once again. Good Friday to everybody. How is everybody's... I hope everybody's enjoying tonight. It's because it's going to be a long weekend ahead, right? It's going to be a long holiday because... Raya is coming right after this. So for those listening now live, YouTube, Facebook, if you have yet to like and share, please do that. And for those that is listening this to this on Spotify, remember to also share it later on Monday.
Oh, sorry, speaking of Spotify, before I pass the mic on to the lady who lives really far, I want to say hello to this Hai Sing Hai girl sitting in the bus today, on the MRT today. I was sitting beside her. She didn't look up, so she didn't see me. But on her phone and in her earpods, she was listening to Supernatural Confessions podcast.
But it's in her bus. How do you know?
So in the MRT because it's thing side by side. And I saw it on the phone with the on Spotify with the Supernatural Confessions picture. She was listening to the podcast. I was just like sitting there and looking at her.
Yeah. Eugene is acting some stalking skills.
Yeah, totally did not catch her attention at all. So probably. But I'm thinking, who this perverted old man sitting beside me?
Who is uncle?
Have you seen that post in, I think it's not gone viral in Singapore, but of that National serviceman that had like the phone in between his legs.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
The woman in front of him reckoned that he was kind of taking a video of her.
That's like full Amber Heard, man.
Oh yeah. Confirm.
Yeah.
Amber who?
Amber who?
I don't even know her.
Haven't heard of Amber Heard. And also, the lady sitting right there with what people are saying on the comment section, very chill today, the hair very nice. Long weekend hairdo. The lady who lives really, really far on the other side of the globe in Sembawang, and that is Sonia Krana.
From where he is, he goes around the globe to get to me, you see?
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. This is the I just had sex hair, is it?
Wow. I okay.
Oh, you guys can say whatever you want, but when Sonia opens her mouth, everybody is shocked into silence, isn't it?
Hello, Sonia. Exactly. This is a very Christian channel, so please.
This. You know what's unexpected? Because usually that's the kind of shit that JDC would say. We didn't expect it.
It is not. Well, I'm the most innocent of the group. No one will believe that, but yeah, I'm the most innocent.
We're all outer boys, yeah. Sorry, yeah. Boys
moving on to the most innocent one of the group, the innocent apex predator from down under, the man with no hair, no conscience, and no fucks to give. He is Joseph Dakota.
Actually, you know, that is that's describing me as like getting older. I have no hair. I have not conscience. I have no patience, and really. My fucks to give these days in the minus. I've become an old man, so I can't help it.
Yeah. Is it getting colder where you are?
See, one plus one is five.
That's correct. One plus one is five. Sometimes 5.5. No, it is getting colder right now. I'll tell you how cold it is. It is currently about 14 degrees. So not very cold, but it's just like nipping at the edges. Yeah. I need to wear socks when I go to sleep now. Because my feet get cold and I don't like cold feet.
Where do you put your socks? You put it on your feet or you put it?
Cold feet? No. I put it on my feet. However, Kim, if we ever travel, right, and if we ever have to share a bed together, maybe our feet can.
Oh.
Okay. For this time, okay.
You know, JDC. Usually, it's sexier to wear stockings to bed. Socks to bed, not sexy.
He does it like the British. They wear socks.
No, I don't like stockings because stockings are very itchy.
On you.
You know? Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And then when you pull, you hear that tap. I don't like it. I don't like that feeling at all.
And that little postage stamp up there, his name is Elvin De Cruz, the smooth operator, making sure everything's going smoothly so I don't have to bother with clicking like I did last week and just read the comments and reply to you guys. How are you doing, Elvin?
Good, good. Just came back from a vacation.
Woo!
Much needed break after don't know how long, man.
But no more, yeah? No more for the next 5 years, yeah? Because we need someone to run operations. Yeah.
So
no more.
Oh, next 5 years.
So anyway, all I need is like a new camera and maybe a drone.
New camera, new drone, new laptop.
new laptop.
I think
maybe TV also.
TV also. Monitor. 80-inch.
80-inch, yeah.
I wasn't consulted on your leave. I wouldn't have approved it. But sometimes it's just
this guy, some people.
No more this leave thing.
This Eugene also too much.
We cannot make okay. Let's start Supernatural Confessions. I know for all those of you who just joined us for the first time, you thought, I'm here for ghost story. What is all five clowns? What are you talking about? Okay. So usually we have this preamble to get it out of the way because if we don't, the whole night. Kim will be itching to tell us his joke.
So, sure. Have to scratch throughout the whole
night. Scratch that itch, right? Okay, Kim, what do you have for us today?
Recently I found out that, do you know the creator of the men's pill, the Viagra pill?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Pfizer.
The founder actually now created another pill for women's wetness. Huh? Yeah, it's called the Niagara pill.
It was actually quite good. I'm gonna pay that.
Yeah, is right. It pink? That's,
I don't know the color yet. They only come up with a name on it.
Seriously, out of the entire joke, your question is it pink? Out of the entire joke.
The blue pill, do the girls get the pink pill?
It comes in all sorts of color, like whatever the
color is. Not
I didn't even think it was fair. Why did it have to be blue? Couldn't they have made it green or yellow? Why did it have to be blue?
Because if guys don't get hard, they go very, very low.
And they feel blue.
Yeah. Yeah, nice one. Nice
legit,
one.
Not that I have any experience with that. It's not a problem.
Legit.
I'm just saying I've heard this.
It's going, Joe. We can share later after the show.
Your friend, Joe.
Off air.
Yeah. Speaking of Joe, I got a joke that I stole from one of the members of our Supernatural Confessions community, and I laughed so hard. I want to share this with you guys. You know, recently they have just started with the filming or the release of Fast and Furious, right? The latest one.
Yes.
Now Fast and Furious 10. So they're thinking of a title for Fast and Furious 10. Mm-hmm. You have like Fast 5, Fast 6, Fast 7, Fast 8, Fast 9.
Mm-hmm.
And the latest title is Fast 10, Your Seatbelt.
What?
It's funny if it's written out, I guess.
Okay.
That's why I should leave the jokes only to Kim.
Kim, are they asking for another joke?
I agree.
Hey, Kim, they're asking for another joke from you.
Oh, another joke. I'll do it at the end of the show, so you got to stay tuned. And
You have to stay till the end for Kim's...
You have to stay till the end for another joke.
Okay, so today we got three confessions, one Know Your Hunt 2, and a very special guest, because you guys have asked for people to come onto the live show to share their stories, right?
Before we continue with that, Eugene, I actually remember this earlier today. For all of you who would like to support us, please buy us a coffee. You can go to www.buymeacoffee.com/SE Friday Live. And if you'd like to contribute something and buy the host a coffee, we would really appreciate that. So, yeah, please go on there. Yep.
The link is right on top of Eugene's head. You can click right on that. But if you type that in your browser, you'll go to our page.
Remember, it's buymeacoffee.com/SE Friday Live.
Yes.
Or you could buy Eugene a pint of wine.
A mega pint.
And buy Joe some stockings.
Yeah. The long one that stretches all the way to his hips.
I want it netted. I want like a netted stocking.
Preferably laced for Joe.
Yeah.
You gotta be careful what you ask for, you know?
Do you want the mermaid thing that you can wear on your lower half?
Latex and all.
Yeah, I can.
Lycra.
But it wouldn't be very like original, because there'll be a bulge. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not cut.
I mean, we're
not
choice.
Anatomically correct.
Moving on to Elvin, the cruising the internet. What do you have for us today?
Oh, I'm afraid I don't have a video for today.
Don't have? Okay. Give one week leave. I come back with all this.
This is what happens.
Wait. I thought he passed the responsibility to Joe. I saw it in our group text saying that he asked Joe to look for a video.
When was this?
Okay. I'll find a video then. I'll do it at the end.
Okay. All right. JDC, what about you? Any housekeeping for us today?
Huh? Today? No, I got it. I'm kidding. I actually did prepare this. Okay. There were two posts, I think one by Isaac Lum and Haiti J, which were in a way quite similar. But I wanted to talk about the one by Isaac Lum, right? So he was inspired by Haiti J's story about a haunted bus on the road. But for him, he was in Kranji Way in his car, and he saw like an old man in like a 1950s bicycle, right? And this guy was driving riding in front of him. And so he kind of flicked his lights, thinking to let this guy know that he was behind him and just to, you know, maybe move on to the side. But this guy didn't respond and just kept on cycling. And as he kind of went past him, he was like, I wanted to see him. He turned around. The person was there. But as he was like, I think like parallel with him, this bicycle swerved and moved into him. But when he braked the car, he could not see this man at all. And what he was saying was that this bicycle was almost like, it felt like it was keeping pace with the vehicle as well. I like this story because, again, this is a very common story that you hear in certain urban legends, right? I think in America, they have a variation of the story where you're driving in a car and you see a person jogging next to you, and then you accelerate, but however much you accelerate doesn't matter. This person keeps pace with your car.
Yeah, but see, JDC, Australian speed limit is so shit. people can run outrun your car.
What do you mean our speed limit is shit?
Yeah, okay, your highway is what, 70?
What's the highest speed in Singapore?
90. For your highway? Malaysia is 120.
I mean, 110. Wait, 110, bro. 110. Wait.
Malaysia is when the police caught you. That is our speed limit. You can go as fast as you want until the police caught you. Other than that, it's fine.
But even think about it, right? Imagine even if you're going at 60 or 40 kilometers an hour, and something or someone, especially an opachi in a bicycle like that, and is keeping pace with you, what would you do?
I ask him what is honor.
Oh, seriously, what would you do?
Yeah. Ask him what Viagra is honor.
Ah, I try to see whether it's Lance Armstrong. No?
Yeah.
Why not on a window and ask talk to him?
You guys, is only on the highway. It's not even regular roads. Regular roads, it's anything from 50 to 70.
Yeah, same here.
But if you slow down, would the party slow down? No?
Oh, that's a good question.
Maybe you should just let the party pass.
But it's really screwed up, right? If you go fast, it follows you. You slow down, it follows you as well.
Maybe he's holding onto your car.
Hold on a second. No. Are you saying, Eugene, that this is not the Hantu and there's a rational explanation for a story like that? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, there's always more questions than answers, right? So we'll never know.
You can't throw that in my face.
Okay, good one. That could be a rational explanation for that one because sometimes, not always, there is, for most things, there is a super rational explanation.
He's reminding me of my tagline, so I know what to say at the end of the show.
But you got to be really careful because, you know, you're never alone.
Yeah. Wait, are we saying goodbye already?
Different. It's still early. Right.
Okay, I think we can go to the confessions today because we have a guest today. Again, it's live call. He's going to join us live, so we don't know what he's going to say. He might even take his clothes off. We have no idea. But if we start earlier, he has more time to talk. Today's guest, some of you have seen him for the movie preview. Those of you who have won the tickets and came down for a movie night, he is one of our guests. He is actually online with us right now, but he will come on around 11-ish. So stay tuned for that one because we're going to hear his confessions live. And you can only hear it from the show. Okay.
Is he getting interrogated by us?
Well, we can ask him some questions as well.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but his background, he is into some spiritual work. So during his course of work, he has some experiences. So I think it'd be very interesting because people have asked for us to get some spiritual practitioners on the show. So this is going to be an exciting time. I don't know what to expect, but let's find out. What do you have for our first confession, Kim?
Today for us, we have a name that some of you might recall, whereby the first confession is from Chief Coda. So a lot of people are asking, hey, why is his name like that? It's a handle, it's a forum handle. It's his ID. He didn't give me his actual name. So this one is actually very short, but it's something to do with, you know, when sometimes when you are not confronted by something, but that thing is just around and actually just want to mock you. So that will be our first confession.
The title is Mocking Buck, narrated by Brian. Elvin, take it away.
Mocking Buck by Chief Coda. I'm not really a religious person, but I do believe in good and evil. I believe whatever me and my dogs encountered the night was very evil. I was sitting in my living room watching TV and getting up every hour or so to see if my cat came home yet. He went missing a couple days prior. At one point, when I looked outside, I had a very uneasy feeling, almost like I was being watched, so I grabbed a weapon and flashlight close by. Then my dog started barking outside. They do this from time to time for no reason. So I got up and walked outside the garage door that overlooks the backyard. The dogs were barking at something on the other side of the fence, but it's too dark on that side of the house to see anything from where I am standing. I made sort of playful barking noise at them and say, "Hey, what you guys barking at?" All three of them glanced at me real quick before returning their attention to the fence. This was extremely unusual because they usually run straight towards the fence I'm closest to. As I made my first step towards the gate, I heard the same playful bark, identical to the one I made 5 seconds earlier. I was frozen in shock. All the hairs on my body stood up as I heard the second bark. This particular one sounded different, almost evil. My three dogs bolted towards the doghouse faster than I ever seen them, which snapped me out of this trance of fear I was in. I immediately ran outside to grab a weapon and light, and I ran to the dark side of the house. I couldn't see anything, but I could smell chemical mixed with burnt plastic, but nothing inside. I lived in the country, so all my neighbors are kind of far from my house, and I would have seen someone if it was a person. I tried to convince myself it was coyotes, but I know it wasn't.
Wow. Wow.
So the pointer's day, it's the dogs are barking at something behind the fence. So he went to check it out. So he was like, you know, he said something like, "Hey, whoa, 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 what are you guys barking at?" So then after that, the dogs ran away, right? That is when he heard behind the fence, somebody did what he did early on to the dogs, which is somebody actually did the whoa, 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 whoa. So I don't know why, but now telling the story again to you kind of gave me the goosebump. So yeah, okay. What do you guys think?
Well, did he see a physical person behind the fence? Or was it a see-through fence or a non-see-through fence?
It's not, he didn't say it's a see-through fence, but when he kind of like, maybe it's the one with the gap. So he kind of like, when he checked it, because at the end of it, he said he lives in the country whereby, you know, it's you can see surrounding, but you don't see anybody. There's nobody around. And obviously you would see a person if it's not like, you know, your house is with a dark alley or something like that. So he definitely would see somebody. He said he did not.
Okay. Well, let's pass this, the first speaker, to the most rational one in the group. Maybe she has something for us. What say you, Sonia?
Well, I was particularly interested when he said that all three dogs turned tail and ran off. Now, in dog hierarchy, right, there is an alpha male. And the only time that those dogs would be afraid is if they were outranked. So I'm thinking there could be something on the other side of the fence, not necessarily a person, but it could have been a stray or a wandering dog that outranks the others.
Okay.
That could have spooked them.
Maybe.
maybe Joe, the top dog, can highlight.
What breed of dog would sound whoa, 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 whoa?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. I mean, if it's an alpha dog, I get it. Because when the dog is barking, then the alpha dog would bark back saying that, you know, hey, fuck you.
But then I'm again, the alpha, you see, here.
So, okay,
you guys are the one that's making this whoa, whoa, whoa sound. I want to hear if there is a recording, an actual recording of what this dog sounds like, then I can go with your argument. But right now, hearing it go, whoa, 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 it's completely not scary. Of course, I'm not going to think of a male. Right?
What do you mean it's not scary? For me, it's scary. I do the whoa, whoa, whoa myself. I am afraid of it.
Exactly.
I mean, like, if you look at your, okay, like, for example, now you look at your cat is looking at a particular corner, dark corner, then your cat is meow, meow. Then you're like, ayo, why? Meow, 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 why? Then you suddenly heard from that dark corner,
meow, 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 meow,
meow. Oh my God!
What kind of cat is that?
I'm gonna,
sound bounced off the wall. Echo.
I'm going to bring my cat to SPCA.
Echo.
Stay there.
She's going with Echo. Okay. Okay. We'll buy that for the time being.
My cat now or a dog? Which one?
No, the dog. Like, whoa, whoa, whoa was an echo that bounced back from outside. Was it? Could it be?
No, there was no bounce back. That one is they heard something on the other side of the fence. Now, because a hierarchy exists, it could be a stray, another passing dog, because he looks out and he's not looking for, you know, something that's at below his eye level. He didn't mention that either. All he did was he looked. It didn't say, did he look at eye level where he's looking for another person? Did he look lower down for another dog, another stray? If the story were clearer, you know, then you can throw all this at me. But it's not. It's not a very clear story, okay. And I need more facts.
Okay. So Sonia's going with alpha dog going, whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's go to the guy who probably knows about wild animals because in Australia, animals are scarier than hantu. So, Joe, what do you think? What do you have for us?
I'm kind of really sad to say that I think at this time I disagree with Sonia, mainly because I wasn't there. So we both know it can't be the alpha dog that was scared. So I'm just like, I don't know. I'm sorry, Sonia. I can't agree with that. So you are being a little bit illogical tonight, but that's okay. We'll just leave that aside for the moment. The first thought I had was that this was a freaking coyote. And then he mentioned that he didn't think it was a coyote. So I'm actually, again, like Sonia and I, we think very in a very similar way, right? I actually think that there was another animal out there that perhaps maybe barked in a certain way, and this guy just got really spooked. But then again, I realized that, you know, he's a person native to the area and who would probably, you know the sounds of some of the various animals. I'm just making an assumption that he might be. However, the last throwaway comment that kind of Sonia made was about the echo. Now, I think that should be something that should be considered more seriously, because if you live in an open plain area and there's, say, mountains or a wall further down, like I'm not talking like a small, like a wall, but a huge kind of area, there's always the possibility that he's gone, whoa, 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 and that sound has traveled, and it just takes a little while for it to bounce back to
come back. Yes,
that's a possibility we have to consider. But then again, I hear a lot of stories of things that mimic what people say, mimic how people speak, mimic the sounds that they make. This is not the first time, again, that I think anyone in this panel, in this team, has heard of in terms of like a doppelganger or a mimic. So, but for me, at this point in time, I'm heading more towards that this is a natural occurrence as opposed to something that's supernatural.
Echo. So you're going with echo.
I'm going with echo.
Okay.
Echo. Echo.
Kim?
I don't think that is actually something that wanted to lure the person out of the fence. I do not know whether this could be a demon or something of a higher power. It could be something that just passed by. But for me, I felt that the whoa, 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 it's to lure the person out to check out what is outside the fence, you know. Because, you know, he might have a protection that guard the house. So the thing couldn't get in, right? So instead of that person, pretend to be a woman crying or a baby crying, or somebody said, hey, Ben, can you come up? You know, so maybe that thing can only do whoa, whoa, whoa. So he like, you know, hey, somebody is mocking me. This prankster. I want to go and check it out. So, you know, something else might happen if he went out. So I'm going to go with that. Because you see, if it's echo, then you would hear the dogs bark earlier on, echo back as well, right?
Yeah.
Why only his voice that is echoed back? I mean,
good point.
Sound wave doesn't work like that, right? Sound wave just work. Everything is a whole. I mean, like, if let's say one person says something, then, you know, it goes out and it will come back, right? Then the other person says something, it will go out and come back as well. But why just the whoa, whoa, whoa that came back?
Or you know what, Kim? It could really be a person, right? Because you see, we have Achilleseries as well as Lusu. Achilleseries goes, what about the smell, the chemical smell? And Lusu79 goes, maybe it is a robber. Perhaps a smell is the smell of someone smoking like a crack pipe or someone smoking meth. See, meth has a very acrid smell. If someone's smoking meth around the corner, this guy's come up and he's going, woof, 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 woof. And the kind of crackhead's there and he's heard that. He doesn't want anything to happen. So, or even he's not thinking properly. He just says that and this guy gets spooked out.
Where's this place again?
It's legit. It's not mentioned, but it's not
of coyotes and stuff.
Yeah, it's I forgot where is it from, but it's not in Singapore. It's not in Malaysia. It's not in an Asian country.
Okay,
it's from the United States, right, Chief Korda?
Chief Korda is from the States.
He's a part of the First Nations people there, if I'm not
wrong. Yes, then it would be out in the US.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. No, I'm first thought when I heard a story, I was brought back to these movies. I think you guys might remember this one. Predator.
Ooh. Okay.
Remember Predator? Okay. They're able to mask themselves.
Yeah.
And they would study the surrounding, and whenever they hear someone speaking something, they would emulate it back.
Want some candy?
Yeah.
Want some candy?
So I'm beginning to think, okay, so again, Chief Koda's background in the US, all this matter. Somebody, I'm going to scroll up to find his name. I lost his name, but I knew he said Skinwalker. Sean Chen.
Yes.
Sean Chen said Skinwalker. So I'm going to bring us a little bit more towards the lore in the US and everything. There are things like Skinwalker that you mentioned, Doppelganger.
Mm.
So this could be something there. Why I think there's something there is, which I think you did not address, is the dogs. Kim addressed Echo, but I look at the dogs. Why did the dogs react that way? If there was any intruder outside, if there was a meth head, a pot head, or somebody outside, the dogs would have reacted differently and run away in fear. So this could be an entity, not demon, not ghost, but a form of entity that emulates people. I don't think it was trying to lure Chief Koda out, because if it was trying to lure, again, from various experience, if an entity is trying to lure the person out, they would use the voice of a child or a woman. Mm. They would not emulate your voice and go, whoa, 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 and expect you to be curious. If someone emulates my voice, whoa, 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 I will run away when I don't see anyone there. Yeah. So not go out and, who's there? You know, like typical American horror movie. When you hear a sound upstairs, you go and investigate. I'm GTFO on that. So to me, I think it's more towards that Skinwalker Ranch kind of entity, creature, that has the ability to copy people's voice. Mm. It's invisible to the spectrum or to the eye, but the dogs obviously can see it. So I'm going with an entity, not Echo, not Alpha Dog.
Alpha Dog is here, man. Joe is Alpha, man.
When Digo, is it? Wendigo.
Oh, yeah, Wendigo. Wendigo. Yeah, Wendigo kind of a creature.
Mm. Could be.
More like a cryptid, you know, like that sort of thing.
Mm.
Yeah, so I'm going over with this is a supernatural occurrence. So let me know, for those of you viewing this and joining us in this discussion, what do you think? Is this something rational? Could you explain it away? Something that maybe the hosts have not covered? Let us know in the comment section. Or if you think this is pure balls out hantu, let us know as well.
Eugene, I got something for. I got a video to show. You guys want to watch it?
Okay.
Do we have time?
Let's watch. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
It's like, well, a couple minutes. La.
Okay.
So I think.
Okay, so those listening on a podcast and not watching this video, we're going to tell you exactly what happened in that video. So now Elvin's going to put up the video and play it to us.
Okay.
Parents Josh and Sarah from Nashville, Tennessee had never posted anything related to the paranormal on either one.
So this is a video of people scrolling in their picture gallery. Yes?
Yes, yeah. Indeed. Yes.
Yeah, picture gallery. So there's a lot of photos of them, videos of them.
Okay, let me know if you guys can hear.
No.
From Nashville, Tennessee, had never posted anything related to the paranormal on either one of their TikTok pages. That is, until one night, when Sarah and Josh discover something very strange on their bedroom security camera. Sarah is fast asleep in bed with her daughter, Emma, when this happens.
What the hell is that?
That's the baby.
That's a baby, yes.
Yeah, that's the child.
Okay. Child is moving in its sleep, so nothing strange just yet.
Something is pulling the baby? Pulling the baby?
The baby got up. Mom is still sleeping.
Oh, look at the baby's eyes. Holy moly.
Demon eyes.
Oh, no.
But this is just the night vision, right?
Okay, little Emma is sleeping peacefully with her doll when it inexplicably moves on its own.
Oh, the doll
creepiest moved. Of all, the child's shirt appears to be getting tugged by something that's just not there. Dad Josh believes the strange event to be something paranormal, but his wife Sarah is still skeptical. But it gets even creepier. Because late one night, Josh is at work and Sarah is fast asleep. Just around midnight, the baby monitor in Emma's bedroom records something terrifying.
This is in another room.
The baby sound is very creepy.
Is the baby on the bed? Is a doll?
doll. Yeah,
it's a doll.
It's a doll, yeah.
Mommy. So the kid's calling for his mommy? Mommy. He's being pulled under the bed.
The TV in the room is on and little Emma is awake and seems to be curious about something underneath her bed. When she goes to investigate, the little girl appears to be getting pulled underneath the bed. Oh, Emma starts to cry and yells out for her mother, who soon wakes up and comes to her rescue. But just what happened to little Emma is unclear.
You can see
Josh explains
legs,
that he has no idea what happened to his daughter. He shows in a video that the space under Emma's bed is too small for anyone to have been hiding under there. So what do you think happened to little Emma? Could it be that some dark presence has attached itself to the toddler? Or just what is going on here? Let me know.
Okay.
Oh, jeez. That is a terrifying video.
Yeah, it is. I bet it has a different effect on you guys, because especially when you have kids like that, right?
For sure.
I mean, at one time when my kid woke up about 4 a.m. and started playing hide and seek or catching in the dark house and say Coco wants me to play, that really freaked me out. Remember the story I told you guys?
Was it my room? My room, is it?
Your study room. You were sleeping. I was sleeping.
Oh yeah.
But Leonidas got up and he started playing catching with a coco in your study room.
So that was. I don't think anything. I could be not the door, but it's just something that, you know, maybe possess the door or, you know, lives in that house.
Mm.
Yeah, that was genuinely terrifying. I even though it was so simple. Like the tugging of the clothes, that looked quite interesting, didn't it? It really looked like something was tugging at the clothes. It looked like it. I'm not saying that it was, but it really looked like it.
But I couldn't really see it clearly though. But the one that she got pulled underneath the bed, that is creepy.
Yeah.
I know how they did it.
Do not say the S word.
Sonia.
The first one. With the tugging of the clothes, all it looked like, I mean, it was really bad pixelation with that image and all that. And all it looked like was the child about to turn and that image catching up with the child's actual movement. That's what it looked like to me. That was the first one.
Okay.
The second one where, you know, you kind of see her trying to go under the bed. Now, she may not have used her legs to propel herself forward, but she could be using her elbows like a leopard crawl. So you would drag your legs in if you're a leopard crawling under the bed, you know? And I mean, those two movements, that's what it looked like to me. It didn't look particularly scary, even as a mom. And, you know, if my daughter gets up in the middle of the night crying, a lot of the things that we do in the daytime carries over into the night in your dream state. So if she gets up crying, mommy, I'm not going to be frightened by that. Or even if she starts running around and saying that she wants to play, she could just be reliving what she did daytime. Like she was playing with an older child and in her dream state continues through with that. So I wasn't particularly freaked out by anything in those videos. Mm. I didn't even see the doll move. Did you guys see the doll move?
Slightly, but it's
slightly, yeah.
Which one is that? The second one or what?
The first one.
The first one.
Okay.
Yeah, the first one.
The first one didn't look it's
pixelated. So I can't tell.
It's not very clear.
I like Chua Aileen. She's on YouTube, watching us on YouTube. I like her explanation best. She says maybe the kid couldn't get back out after crawling in and hence called for mommy.
I
have absolutely no explanation for why that thing just creeped me out. It just feels very creepy to me, and I suppose it's maybe the really small covert nature of the occurrence. Even if it, like, let's just say it's a hantu there, right? It feels malevolent. And anything that plays or disturbs a child, I don't really like.
But then again, you know, in Asia, this video is not from Singapore, but in Asia, we believe that when a child is playing with something, it could be angels or even a dead relative. Yeah, siblings, maybe a mother had an abortion. So this child is playing with the spirit, not so much of being harmed by the spirit.
Mm. But this it seems like they want to harm the kid by pulling the kid under the bed. They don't want to harm the kid.
I mean, it could be playing. If they want to harm the kid, I think that they will push the kid or hurt the kid in some way.
I mean, Sonia's explanation is spot on. Like they, you know, on if you wanted to explain away this video, every single thing in it could be explained.
Mm, yeah.
It just feels very weird to me. That's all. I don't know why.
I think we have a soft spot for children or anything trying to harm children. So, you know, that's why we're predisposed to that thought already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you very much, Elvin, for the video. Legit good, creepy video.
Mm.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, let's get to our second confession for tonight. This one is shared by Nurul Aini, titled Lost Child, narrated by Chantel. Take it away.
Lost Boy by Nurul Aini, the North-South Highway Experience. 14 years ago, my family and I went for a road trip to Tambun, Perak, Malaysia over a long Chinese New Year weekend. We were caught in a slow-moving traffic due to the holidays and road upgrading that was taking place along the North-South Highway. We placed our then 2-year-old son in a child seat and had it fastened to the front passenger seat beside my husband while I sat at the rear seat. As we were caught in the heavy traffic for a few good hours, I kept dozing on and off sleep. Besides the heavy traffic, everything else went smoothly. All was good until my son started to feel unwell on the day we arrived back in Singapore. He would have sudden fever spikes late at night till around 7 a.m. for a good 2 months. Our nights during them became endless, with frequent visits to the A&E and clinics. There were nights when he would wake up crying, feverish, and had thick layers of dried tears covering his eyes. Being tired and sleepless, we decided to seek alternative help. It was then we found out that on the way back to Singapore, both my son and I's presence attracted a wandering spirit along the highway. The person who treated my son said that the wandering spirit lost his family when they met with a tragic accident near a waterfall overlooking the highway. And you guessed it right, it was the same exact highway that my family and I was on. It was said that his son was about my son's age and his wife was about my age. My husband was caught aback because he did see the waterfall but did not tell me anything about it. As the person was advising us on a healing, she suddenly stopped talking and looked out of the window. She recited some phrases and rushed towards it. At the same time, we heard a sudden screeching sound of tires from a nearby road, followed by a loud bang. When we looked out of the window, we could only see that a taxi had come to a sudden halt in the middle of the road. The driver got off the taxi and circled the vehicle, seemingly searching for something. However, the taxi was in a perfect condition and nothing showed that something was hit or that it was being hit. It was only made known to us that while the treatment was going on, the spirit was watching us and its presence was caught. As the lady was reciting the verses to ward it off, the spirit started to fly away and could have potentially hit the taxi. Since the incident, we are more careful during road trips now by placing our child along with me or someone else at the rear seat.
Okay, what do we have? Give us a cliff notes for this, guys.
Okay, so a family went for a vacation. They passed by a certain highway and came back from a vacation. The kid started to get sick quite often, always end up in A&E, fever spike out of nowhere. And after, I think, months of this kind of happening, this kind of torture, mom decided to consult a medium. When they go to a medium, the medium say, oh, you know what? There is actually something that is following the family. So that moment, the medium said that, the medium looked at the window and chanted something, recited something. And then out on the road, they heard a tire screeching and then a loud bang. When I go out and see, although the car did not hit anything, but the taxi driver is out searching around. So after that, the medium said what happened was you guys passed by an area that attracted a family that is quite similar to you guys. The mom is about the same age. The kid is about the same age. It's just that they died in a tragic accident. So yes, that is what happened in that story. It's quite a sad, heavy story because, again, we have talked about this kind of story countless time, whereby, you know, some of these souls are just lost. They wanted to go somewhere. They cannot move on. Yeah. They wanted to seek help, and you know, they see somebody maybe similar, you know, similarities, and they think that it's somebody who can help them. That's why they followed them. But yeah, so it's a heavy one. But is there anything that the rational team could have said anything else about it?
Kids falling sick and from so many different environmental factors, and you know, we all fall sick at some point.
True.
I'm wondering if it's a coincidence. Firstly, you go on a long trip, you go somewhere different, you eat something different, you drink different water. All of those things are the environmental factors that can contribute to a child getting sick.
True.
It is, I have to agree with you, very sad. It sounds like the spirits couldn't move on. And obviously, they died a very violent death, right? And sometimes, are they even aware that they're no longer alive?
That's a very good question, Sonia. I have something for that later on, but it's a very good question you brought up.
Yeah. Okay.
Joe, what about you?
I agree with Sonia. My first thought was that the entire crux of the story revolved around this child getting ill, right? And you know what? If you travel to a different place, especially if it's a different country, there are different pathogens that your body's exposed to that you don't have a natural immunity towards. And so it's easy to fall sick, as Sonia said, when you go to a new place. You know, the rest of it, in the absence of anything corroborating the what the medium has said, like I for me, there didn't seem to be anything overtly paranormal there at all. And the car accident outside the window could have just have been pure coincidence. You think about how many times people go and see mediums, people go and see spiritual people, and they do similar things like, okay, I'm taking the spirit, I'm throwing it away, right? And nothing happens. And then the one time that it happens, we tend to place a lot of emphasis on that event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is the kind of story that it has a very huge gray area. It's really boils down to mental belief. Very clearly, there is 99 ways to debunk this, and perhaps one only other way to explain it. And the only explanation is if you believe in the supernatural and you're superstitious enough, and from an Asian perspective, you subscribe to the lingering of spirit in a tragic accident or the swayness of something following you, then and only then you would believe this story, because there is no facts, there is no evidence like dog running away or something that would create a must be the hantu kind of statement. So for sure, getting sick and all that could be, you know, traveling, kids get sick all the time. But if we put on our Asian superstition hat, and I think Sean asked this very important question as well. He says, I tend to wonder why spirit harassment or oppression equals fever. Now, if you take a look at all the other stories that we have and had, right? I met a ghost, I stepped on the burnt offerings, I fall sick. Falling sick usually is the precursor to something more supernatural. And I think many of you who have been following our show know that I'm a Peranakan heritage. So my grandma would associate everything and anything to the paranormal, supernatural. I sneeze, ghost walk past you. I fall sick, I must have said something to offend you. So I come from the other extreme end of the discussion spectrum where everything is the hantu. But for this particular incident, children tend to have when spirits are around, again, this is law, right? This is not fact, it's not science. When spirits are around, the law says that we tend to have a conflict of yin and yang. And that's why the chill happens, or there's a negative energy. So in that sudden drop in temperature, or when the yang and the yin energy had a confluence, the child tend to be the weakest point compared to adults. So therefore, he gets sick. So I'm just trying to answer Sean's question of why every time there's oppression, a child will get fever. Again, as I said, this is something that we cannot prove, but there have been many different confessions that came out of violent death, suicide. And this also answers directly Sonia's question on, do the spirits know that they die? some of the spiritual masters that I talk to that send children on their way towards the light says that children sometimes are so innocent. When they die, they don't know they die. They just linger. Mm. And when they see a family that is closest to them, they tend to attach themselves to that family. Because spirits don't see things like you and I in forms and shape, and time is a different concept for the living. When a child sees a certain pattern that resembles closest to something that he is familiar with as a spirit in the spirit world, he will attach himself to the family. Not for any malicious reason, but when a spirit is attached to you as a oppression, or even if it's attached as an attachment, you tend to have bad luck. You tend to fall sick. And that's what happens. So all the time, some people say, oh, you know, the kid is sad. The spirit has no family. I adopt the spirit. Now, first of all, that is a bad idea because it could be a demon pretending to be a kid and buying into your sympathy. Or two, having spirit lingering around is just going to drain your energy, full stop.
Yeah.
So what we see as coincidences, things that, oh, you know, it could be a coincidence. But in the paranormal world, there is very little reason for coincidence to happen. Everything happens for a reason, right? So if we put on that hat and that lens of a very superstitious nature, then this is your classic violent death, spirit doesn't know it's die, and therefore follow you.
100% agree.
1 + 1 = 5. Enjoy.
Exactly.
What about you, Kim? You've been keeping quiet. You are Mr. Know Your Hantu. What's your take on this?
I'm gonna go with whatever you said just now, because I do feel that sometimes that is why rituals of I mean for Christians or Catholic like me and Joe, we don't have that ritual whereby we would go and in Chinese it's 招魂, right? You call the souls to go where they're supposed to go, but we will always pray and hopefully they will find their way to be where they're supposed to be. But I do believe that sometimes, because okay, you can imagine, like for example, as an adult, after years and years being on earth, right, we have heard countless of people's experiences, we have read stories, we have watched movies whereby after you die, walk to the light, or walk to the light. You have to die, walk to the light. I mean, I do not know, like, you know, if I die then I walk to a light, then I end up in a toilet somewhere, I also would know, right? So that's what I know. Yeah, walk to the light, walk to the light. So, but if imagine if the kid that young, they don't have that kind of experience, then the moment that they die, then, you know, then they're like, where am I supposed to go now? What am I supposed to do now? So obviously they wouldn't know where to go, what to do next. And imagine if their parents, you know, it's, you know, separated, or, you know, they moved on, but they thought the kids is going to move on like how they do, but the kids don't, and they're just stuck in that space. So yeah, it's kind of sad to think about it even. So that's why this confession, it's been stuck in the middle, so you know I can cover up with a joke later on in the show. So I wrapped up the show with a heavy feeling like I always do every single other Friday night.
Yeah, and then they all died. Good night, everyone. See you in 1 week's time.
Kim, do we want to do the Know Your Hantu, or should we bring our guest? Up to you. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we're going to do your Know Your Hantu, because the Know Your Hantu part, we don't have to talk about it a lot. Okay. But I can only say this because right after the Know Your Hantu, we have a special guest that's going to appear with us, and we're going to prop him. Oh, is that a word?
Probe him. You're going to probe him. Probe him.
I didn't sign up for any of this.
So, but tonight's Know Your Hantu somehow has a relation with the confession, with the long confession that we're going to show up. And we're going to premiere tonight at 11:30. Tonight's confession is going to be 25 minutes long. And every single minute of it is really, really good, legit story.
I love it.
From a very, very experienced senior. Mm. Okay? So, but because Joe did the very, very well-produced video, I only did the subtitling because he speaks in Bahasa Melayu. But the thing is, I did not know anything about the story that he tells, right? Until I did a little writing about Know Your Hantu, that is when I bumped into the similar story that it was shared. Ah. So listen to this, Know Your Hantu, and then after that, go check out the video and tell me whether it could be the same entity or not. So for tonight, Know Your Hantu, because there is a festival coming up next, so we're going to go with that and we're going to do the wishing later on. Huh? So Elvin, Know Your Hantu.
Since Hari Raya is just around the corner, this week, Know Your Hantu, we're going to talk about Hantu Raya. Many might not know that actually the word Raya here does not relate to the holy festival, but it meant great or high in this case, as Raya is used in several Malay words such as Balai Raya, the great hole, Lebuh Raya, the highway, and so on. Though Hantu Raya translates to the great ghost, it does not mean that it is a supreme demon which rules the other demons or ghosts, but instead it refers to its power. Example of strength which Hantu Raya possesses, it is mentioned that in their wild habitat, it would easily bend a big tree which to human eyes it would look like as if the tree is broken, but in the morning, when humans return, the trees are found to be intact. Hantu Raya usually takes the form of its owner, though some beliefs mention that it can appear in any form it wishes, either human or animal. When it takes on the owner's form, it would take over the owner's position when it comes to work, farming, land clearing, and others. Since it possesses super strength, these works could be done efficiently. Other than these, some owners would use their Hantu Raya as an alibi to reason out that they are somewhere else while they are committing crime or having an affair. Of course, keeping this entity comes with responsibilities. Food offerings such as yellow glutinous rice, eggs, roasted chicken, rice flakes, dolls, and some others have to be done according to time set. Hantu Raya appeared in a Malay movie Jangan Pandang Belakang and also was briefly written in lyric in a classic Hari Raya song by Jalil Hamid entitled Raya.
Hello.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, as you can see, Eugene had transformed into another gentleman. before we introduce our guest, which I'll pass it back to Eugene, but I'm going to tell you a little bit about Hantu Raya. So before we move on to the wishing, I'm just going to say, for those who do not know, Raya is coming on the 3rd of May, which is like next Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. So that is why we did this Hantu Raya segment. Nothing to do with the festival. It's just that the name sounds the same.
So Hantu Raya.
That Hantu Raya is not selamat at all. That is what I can say. So you did you hear about the part whereby the Hantu Raya is so strong that it can bend a tree? Okay, now Joe, remember Pak Daud actually mentioned about the tree bending?
During one of
the father and brother's fishing trip.
That's correct. That's correct.
Right. So you gotta listen to the person who actually witnessed it. Okay.
Yeah.
Me, I just did the writing and then put it into the video. So you gotta listen to the 11:30 confession, whereby 11:30 confession tonight will be 25 minutes long at least, right?
Yeah, it's a long
one. So go check it out. But I think we're going to give you guys a minute to pee and make your coffee and whatnot and tell your wife that, it's either you come and watch with me or you go sleep alone. So then...
That's how you meant to do it, bro.
Yeah. So,
like that.
So then after that, come back 11:30, then you're going to watch at 25 minutes. Okay. So now, Eugene, introduce the gentleman that is sitting now in your throne.
Okay, you guys have been asking for, even Charles have been asking and Obi-Wan has been asking, can we have fans of the show coming up and being featured? And I'm happy that you guys have voted on a lot of people. I know this is one name that's been popping up. Jim will be joining us soon. It's sometime in May. He's very shy, but I've got Oliver with us today. Oliver is a longtime fan of the show, and he's been, I believe, he had sent us some confessions as well. But today you'll be hearing from the man himself. That's why he's sitting in the main seat. He'll be sharing with us some of his real confessions. And Oliver also does some spiritual work. And he's going to be sharing what it's like in his job. So Oliver, maybe you can tell us what is it that you do?
So for my passion, actually, most of the people here in my community know me by the fact that I do read cards for people, so cards like this. So I do Oracle or Tarot, but part of my work deals with magic, and I actually combine the Eastern and Western kind of mysticism together. And the other part that I don't really promote much or talk about much is actually the mediumship part. And I did a lot actually with sending unborn spirit, or you know, those young spirit to the other side. And yeah, that was actually, when y'all talk about it, it was like, yes, I just did one in Tuesday for a friend of mine. Yeah.
Tell us about that. I mean, straight off the back on that confession, you just sent a kid to the light. Tell us about that.
I wouldn't say exactly to the light, but to the family on the other side. So the most interesting I had was actually the one at Icon. So it was actually my client's elder sister, the second sister. So usually for me, I believe if a sibling were to actually pass away or die in stillborn, right, they're still with the family. But because the family has not given them a name or have not recognized them, right, they're kind of stuck in that limbo, like, okay, who should I go to? Like, is there a papa, is there a mama, or is there a family? Yeah, so when my client asked me, hey, go and take a look at my sister's condo at Icon. So it was like this tiny shoebox apartment, and she kind of preempted me a little bit. Like, she told me, my sister loved to do yoga and Zumba, but she also loved to cheat. She's a diet fanatic, but she's always fat. So I just looked at her and I was like, oh dear, do you know you're not eating for one person? You're eating for two, actually, by the way. Yeah. And yeah, it was so, they actually found out from the mom that in between my client, who's the third sister, and the second sister, there's actually a baby boy in between.
So wait, she's eating for two, including the baby boy?
Yes, correct. Because
including the spirit child.
Yeah, correct.
Right.
So anything that's like stillborn or like died young, right, they will actually kind of find their way to the sibling that's slightly above, that older than them.
I've got to ask my mom about this because I've been trying to lose weight, but I'm not losing weight.
Same here, bro.
Date sibling somewhere. Just, I'm eating for two as well.
The two of you don't need to ask. This one I know. It nothing to do with that.
I'm eating for three.
It's just biological. Yeah. It's just biological.
We need to explore all options here, Kim.
So convenient.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was also something. I mean, I was in the Chinese paranormal show last year, 0001. So we are doing something like past life with the host who was a former policeman. And when we drew cards or so, and something came out like, hey, do you have a sister that's like walking beside you? And he actually checked with, he knows from his mom that he has a sister after him, but the sister died during birth.
Wow. Yeah, Ahau from the show. I know that.
Ahau, yes, correct. Yeah. So it's like the viewers like, oh, goosebumps. Yeah, so that was quite a goosebump moment. Yeah. Oh. And I did happen to bring this deck. So it's actually from James and Prague. So it's actually the executive producer for Ghost Whisperer.
Okay.
So I'm actually going to share the first story, which is actually from a friend of mine who has passed away. So what happened? It's actually one of the managers from Scarlet Hotel. So I was supposed to have a dinner with him on a Thursday night. He didn't turn up. Another mutual friend had a dinner with him on Friday. He didn't turn up also. So we found out on Saturday, right, that he was actually found in his Bukit Timah condo. And he was dead and he was naked. But the door was locked from inside.
Sorry to hear that, man.
Was it suicide? Yeah. You reckon it was?
We have no idea what it was, but on Sunday, that was actually the first time I was teaching a class. So that afternoon when my friend called me, hey, you need to attend the funeral, I was like, bro, I can only go to the funeral at 11 because I have a class to teach under 6. And there's a full moon meditation that day. And it also happens to be the eve of the 7th month. So when I went to print my notes right at the printer, so what happened was once I walk into the printer, the radio was playing a song, and it was Home by Michael Bublé, and I was like, just look at the radio. Okay, this is fuck up because my friend's name is actually Michael. I was like, okay, I get a hint. I will go for the funeral. I will go for the wake. So after the class, after the full moon meditation, and I was driven by Grab to Mount Vernon, the site, but they dropped me off at the Christian, but his wake is actually at the Chinese side. So I asked uncle how to get to the Chinese part of the Mount Vernon there. And they say, oh, we just go down that dark slope without light. And I was like, fuck. How many auntie and uncle are there, like, doing this? Like, I was like, okay, okay. I was just like, ignore, and I just walked through. Yeah, so I did play with my cards that night, like around 3 a.m. because when I got home was around 2, and then his cremation was the very next day at 8, so you don't really get to sleep much, right? So around 3 plus, I was drawing from this deck, and I keep getting this card. It says, you are never alone.
Ah, that's a Supernatural Confessions tagline. You are never alone.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, okay.
Was that when you joined us?
Yeah, sort of. But actually, I know your true Iman, actually.
Ah, okay.
So I did share this story. Why I actually kind of deal with them was because when I was 5, so I'm actually staying opposite. I used to stay in the shop house opposite where Mustafa is now. So the side we rode the side. So when I was very young at 5, I ran into an altar in the afternoon when it was raining and the cups overturned. So you know, when you're young, you don't know shit, right?
Yeah.
And I never say sorry, so I just left the cups and did this. So that night something came and it was like, we had a tug of war. So like, I'm not going. And he was like, you are going. No, I'm not going.
Going then, where?
Like that was probably my first near death.
Oh, so they want to take your life. As in, they're trying to pull you down to hell.
Yeah, yeah. Pull me up.
What?
Yeah, but, yeah. And it's a very distinct face. It's green in color, but it's very Chinese looking. So after I get older, I know more about such stuff. Then I realize, oh, okay. It's finally, you know, in Chinese, in the Taoist side, they call him Toa Pe. So it's the one in white color. Mm. Yeah. So, yeah. You can call it a blessing. You can call it a curse. But I mean, to me, it's just part of life. So I do have rules, like, you know, if they're going to appear in my life, like, my number 3 rule is, like, if I'm watching a horror movie or watching a movie, please don't tell me ending. Yeah, I just
like that.
Yeah, so something tried to do that when I was actually watching Glenn Gouy's the Pontianak show he had, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, Trish, when he started doing the Malay tune, I was like, hey, I know that tune. I was like, oh, my goodness. Yeah. And then there were a bunch of Malay kids in front, like 6 rows from me, and they were like, ah, how come the ghost is so stupid? And I was like, hey, can you please go and disturb them? Yeah, I just want to watch my movie in peace. Yeah. Yeah.
I find it very interesting that, you know, the first time I probably heard that, when someone has a pact with a deity to do the deity's work, one of the criteria is, don't tell me the ending to a movie. That's probably the first time I've ever heard of.
Yeah, I love horror movies, by the way. So, yeah. So, The Innocence was really good. It's my kind of movie. I have enough of a running zombie show already. So, yeah. This was actually fun, yeah.
So this thing would actually come to you and tell you the ending of the movie. Like, you're like, oh, Oliver, you know what? She died.
Yeah, I was like, oh, please don't do that.
Oh my god, they would do that? What a spoiler, man.
And they do that for all the shows, yeah.
Oh, for all the shows, wow. Yeah.
It's a curse.
It's a curse, it's a curse.
Do you ever threaten them? Like, if you do that, yes, I'm sending you straight to the freaking light. No, path, go, you're going straight.
I will slap you so hard you can't recognize you until you die.
I love that.
Nice. Yeah. There's some questions from the fans. Guys, those of you who are on Facebook, can you read Facebook? Because I got a couple of screens all open at the same time. I know KK Hing is asking, with regards to sending the children to the light, how young can the ritual be done, even those lost in the first trimester?
Yeah, first trimester, by theory, the form is already there. The spirit will have entered from the other realms. And it's already a part of the family. And it doesn't matter whether it's like just died, like maybe within the last 5 years or 40 years. Yeah, I mean, the 40 years one is a bit sad. Like, there was my client with the double appetite for 2%.
Mm.
Yeah. So she's about 40, 45 now. So the kid has actually been dead for about 40.
Wow.
Yeah, and for that 1 year, I couldn't do spicy stuff. I was like, I really love mala. So after that incident, right, 2 days later, I actually tried, you know, I love to dip my fries in curry sauce.
And I was like,
yeah, we're Singaporean. So I was like, curry sauce. I can't even do curry sauce. I was like, oh, shit.
Why can't you do it?
Kind of like a bargain thing, I guess. He wanted to negotiate and probably take away something. So yeah, for 2 years.
Like in exchange, is it?
In exchange, yeah. And usually for me, what I do is like, you have a family on the other side. So can a family come and pick up this loss kid, you know, like lost and found. Yeah. And the important thing usually I tell is, yes, this kid has not been born, but you need to give that kid a name so that the family recognize them. So I do believe in that kind of theory. And when you talk about that just now, it's like, yes, please give the kid a name. Yeah.
Okay, so there's also, there's another question whereby, what about aborted kids? What about aborted babies?
That works the same also. In fact, I would say that it would be even more important to do that kind of sending away and letting the family recognize that is part of the family.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I would love to hear more confessions from you, but I think we can meet you one day to record that and put it
on. No problem.
But since you have your cards with you today and there's five of us, you want to read? Do you want to do a live something right in front of a live audience for us?
Okay. Just give me a moment.
You do for all of us, or you got to pick one?
Pick one for all of you.
Oh, so all of us will be sharing one destiny, one fate.
No, like, one card for each person. So, and picking the card, I guess I can talk about my story in my own room behind me.
Yeah. Okay.
So that was actually 2004 when I know my longest relationship, like I know someone. So we are actually away from my house for like 7 days. And if you see, there's this green cabinet behind me on near the wooden cupboard, right? So it's actually a mirror that was there last time. And my mirror is actually facing the window that's outside. Oh, it's the outside window, outside facing window. Hmm. And usually for feng shui, right, I will advise my clients, don't put your mirror facing an outside window because things might just go by and say, hey, I look pretty inside there. Boom, next thing you know, you have something staying inside your mirror. So when I went home that night, so I was like, hey, why is there two faces smiling at me in the morning? It's like, hey, kid. And the lady was like dripping and like, okay, you're dripping saliva on me. That's not very nice. And I'm very tired. I haven't slept much. I've been partying for the last 6 days. Can you please don't do that kind of thing to me?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So my dad's actually Taoist. My mom is Christian, so she doesn't believe in this kind of thing. So I always joke that I'm universal. You can throw whatever entity, Native American, Greek, I will deal with it that way. And you know, if you see a hantu, right, you don't think Christian came to the hantu, to the Pontianak, right? And that's like the Pontianak will be like, oh, what the hell is this person doing? Like, I don't understand your language, right? You have to deal with it appropriately, you know. Yeah. So that's where, you know, for me, I love to read stories, and that's where appropriateness is important. And that's okay. Let's do the picking of that.
Okay,
appropriateness is important.
Yeah. So who should I start with first then? So this would be somebody that you know that probably have passed on recently, and that person has something to say to you.
Someone. Okay. So anyone has any relative or friends who have passed on recently, and you want to communicate?
I have this card already, actually.
I do have, but I don't want to know anything about. I mean, it's a bit too sad. I don't want to get a message that I don't want to know of.
Okay, so Alvin, can you mute Kim so he can't hear, but the rest of us want to hear.
My goodness. okay. Can we can do. My uncle passed away recently. It's a close uncle. So yeah, that is what couple of months ago when I was absent. So yeah,
beginning of the year, Christmas time, like around last year.
No, I think it's last. I think it's last year because he wasn't here anymore for Chinese New Year.
So probably around Christmas, November, December.
Yeah, but I don't remember the date though.
Okay, I have the card that says "Remember me by the happy memories we created."
Oh.
So they're not terrifying, actually. They're not like, you know, your eyeball dropping and your half the head blown off kind you see in Sense8.
Okay, my uncle is a happy soul. It's very, very, very comforting to get that. What I'm afraid to get is like, you know, I'm watching you when you're watching porn, so I don't want to get that kind of messages. So So luckily, thank God.
Then your uncle come and tell you the ending.
So, yeah.
Go to Reality Kings, they're cheaper. No, what? No.
Go to OnlyFans, they're even cheaper.
That's right.
So, Uncle Steven, if you want to look for somebody to prank, look for Joe and Eugene.
Hey, don't send anyhow, all right?
Okay, okay, thanks. Thanks, Oliver, anyway.
You're welcome. Sonia?
Can I call her?
Okay.
Okay.
Oliver, I have a sister. She didn't pass away. I had a sister. She passed away. It's been a while. But I would love to hear if she has anything for me.
Okay. Has there been any trouble in your life recently? Because the card has a message that says, I'm here helping you. So, like, you know, if you are finding your lost items and you can't find your lost items, or, like, you know, you're driving your car and, you know, somebody's fighting with you for the parking lot and, like, miraculously his car just stopped or, you know, just stop there and then, hey, okay, I can just drive into the lot. Yeah.
Well, that's a useful thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So probably, I mean, I guess your sister is the more naughty kind. So, you know, I usually joke.
Yes, she was very naughty.
Yeah, I'm also the more naughty kind in person. So I always joke with my friend, if somebody is really like bullying you next time when I pass on, right, I'll pull out their pants. Yeah, and you know that it's me because I will pull out the pants. Yeah.
Well, it's good to know that she's looking out for me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, so who's next?
Joe looks very apprehensive.
I've got nothing. I was just saying, The last thing that died was my freaking phone charger.
Have to be someone that died. It can be anything, right?
It can be a pen. It can be, I guess, living. I wouldn't call the phone charger living unless there's a hantu in the phone charger, right?
Very much so. But maybe the EMF. No, we're not even going to go there. No, I have nothing. But I'm just really interested in when you actually speak about, like, I have questions more than an request. Yeah, exactly. I mean, when you see, like, when you were seeing stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like, are you seeing it, like, visually in front of you? Do you see it with your mind's eye?
No, visually, actually.
You see it right in front of you?
Yeah, but to me, they look like normal human beings, actually.
So how would you differentiate them from a normal human being?
So, normally, typically people will feel cold.
Yeah.
So for me, I will actually feel the other end of the spectrum, which is warm. So the hotter it gets for me, and the worse the energy is actually. So actually, I'm going to share another story. So this is nothing related to my work, but I wasn't paid to do it. So what happened was, that was about 3 years ago, 2018, yeah, around 2017, 2018. So it was Christmas Eve. So I was invited to all the way to Tampines to HDB flat for Christmas dinner, and my friend said, okay, you don't need to bring any gift. I was like, okay, I don't need to bring any gift. I get to eat free food. Is that a catch?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's a catch where you don't need to bring anything, right? So I was like, oh, you just need to stay back, and when everyone has left the place, we need you to do something. Okay. Yeah, because usually I'm preempted on this thing already. Like, okay, then So the strange thing for this house, right, was in the living room, the aircon is actually super strong. It's no super industrial thing, aircon. And there's this particular spot behind a closed door that no matter how cold the aircon is, right, that area just feels hot. I just sat there for like 1 minute and then I was like, okay, can I change to another place to see that's more colder? So after that, when everybody left, right, so the owner and my friend who invited me for the Christmas party, right, okay, now you can do what you need to do. What do I need to do? We open the door for you and then you go in. I was like, okay, this place is a little bit, before I start anything, can I just take out my t-shirt because it's freaking hot? And so the owner is actually a Muslim, and the tenant is actually Muslim also. So they kind of help with each other. And the tenant, he also left other things in the house, in the room.
Ah.
Yeah. So in five different places in the room, right, we kind of, the first place was actually this huge 16-inch TV that was facing the standing bed. And it was like, I just moved the TV to one side. There's white powder and there's old coins and there's fingernails and hair and other sheets. Shitty stuff. I cannot identify behind your TV.
Oh my god.
And the two of us kind of like move different places. And the worst was actually it's a level bed like this. So between the level bed, there was another portion. That was the last pile of white powder we found. And there's this very big ornate dressing table mirror. So we're kind of like at 2 a.m., three of us were like carrying the mirror down to the dustbin to throw. Yeah. And that was a time when, one of my friend, the friend that invited me, I know he also can feel and see stuff. And we were like, do you hear laughing? Yes, we hear laughing. Okay, let's throw the mirror and run up to the unit. Yeah, right. And then the owner was like, that was an expensive mirror. That was $1,000. No, you have to say goodbye to that $1,000. It's not worth having that $1,000 in your house.
I hope they really serve you good food, Oliver.
It's Peranakan food that night. Yeah, it is really good Peranakan food.
But did everyone forget the fact that not only did Oliver go there and eat a lot of food, he just like a boss took his shirt off in the middle of the... He's like, nah, still hot, taking my shirt off.
Yeah,
it's still hot. Yeah, he's like, nah, it's taking my shirt off.
You know whether I would take off my shirt? I was like, okay, yeah. So I had to share this story. So that was one of the more interesting one I had. And I did share with Eugene that I'm in my secondary school days, I was from the Scout. So we do go to Serimbun a lot, and that place is freaking wrong, actually. So when we were there, right, usually they have these trees that split in the middle. So we actually told you can't cross the middle because there will be a portal to another place. Mm. And we used to play hide and seek, and then the seniors would catch us, and then we'll go and find the seniors. So there was one year where I think that was my set one time. So I was actually hiding in the guy's toilet. And the strange thing for Serimbun in the guy's toilet, the urinals, right, they have no doors during my time.
The cubicles had no doors.
Yeah. So that was 1980s, late 80s. So I was just hiding in the third cubicle. Same as what in Harry Potter, right? Morning Martha was in the third cubicle. I was like, hey, why are you passing by me? You can't see me, right? I was like, okay, thank you, auntie, uncle. I was actually never found. They actually found the rest of my juniors, but they never find me.
5 years later, Oliver emerged. Haven't aged a single day.
Not 5 years later.
Looking the same as he is.
Hours later.
Manifest, is it manifest?
Yeah.
I have one. Sorry, keep going.
Yeah. So I had one on my reservist shoot actually, and that was actually on Tekong. So it was a Wednesday night that we finished our shoot. It was night shoot, and normally for night shoot I'm pretty hopeless in my shooting. If I can get 10 out of 20 in normal night shoot, that would be perfect on the Singapore mainland. So that night, right, on Wednesday night, and we actually staying in the bunker. There's a semicircular bunker, and the next bunker is the one with the triple door one.
Charlie Tree Dog Bang.
Correct. So that night, we finished the night shoot around like 10 plus 11, and I actually got 20 out of 20. I was like, okay, somebody's shooting for me. I don't know whether it's a human or non-human, but thank you very much. So and usually for me, I wake up around 3. It's either to use the toilet or just I will automatically wake up. And it's like, hey, there's smoke. There's actually a gap between the outside and the bunker itself. So it's like, hey, there's smoke and I hear food. I was like, okay, wow. Yeah, I'm gonna ignore you. I'm gonna back to sleep. You better don't cross the wall or I do funny things back to you. Yeah. So yeah.
You always have to threaten. Look, man, I know that we're running out of time, but I want to ask one question, right? So I know some people can see spirits through like the video and through images, right? Now, you've been watching Supernatural Confessions for some time. Have you ever sensed anything around the hosts while we've been telling ghost stories?
That's a great question.
Usually when I do my live, right, sometimes they would like to come in. So at this moment, they are always interested in us telling their stories. So there will be, but usually not the malevolent ones. They are usually just the curious, capable ones.
I'm going to go out straight and ask this. Is there anything in my room with me?
Not inside.
Outside? Not inside. It's floating outside your window, bro.
Actually kind of pointing in that direction. It's not in your house.
Oh, it's not in my house. Okay. Okay, yeah, that's good.
But you can also see what is behind the curtain of Eugene's window.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. I don't want to ask about my curtain. It's okay.
Before we had to say goodbye and all that, I'd like to ask if there is, from your angel cards or oracle cards, is there a message for me?
For you. Okay, yeah. I haven't counted you yet, right? So, okay. Yeah. Does Elwin want one?
Oh, it's okay. Fine.
Okay. So, usually for this, I pick from the last card. So, the last card is, I actually have two cards.
Wow.
Okay. So the first card actually says, although you may not understand it now, everything happens for a reason. And it's actually two hands holding a jigsaw puzzle. So it's about everything coming together, although it might seem that it's unrelated. And then it's two cards that were stuck to each other. So the second card reads, if I had only known then what I know now, I would have lived differently.
For sure.
Yeah. For sure. I usually would joke to my mom because she's usually quite mean to a lot of people. I was like, mom, you have to say sorry to a lot of people, you know, when you go to the other side, because no, yeah, you have to be nicer in this lifetime. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, wow. I think Oliver has a lot more plenty stories to share.
Yeah, enough for a trilogy. Enough to do Screen 7.
You know, Oliver said just now, I travel all the way to Tampines. So I'm guessing that he must be staying somewhere in Sembawang.
No, I stay all the way in Clementi, Buona Vista.
That's quite near. That's very near. Singapore's
no,
very small.
No, it's not.
Clementi is very
near. No, it's not. That's like no, going as in all the way in JB.
Because he's trying to say that Tampines is near and I stay in Ulu, God knows where. But I drive. So nowhere in Singapore is far except the east.
Yeah, correct. I agree with Sonia there. And,
Oliver,
and
you want a Peranakan? Yeah. I'm going to serve you great Peranakan food. So you got to come over and we can both take our clothes off. Arch.
What?
For purposes.
Repeating, please.
Don't send me that recording. Don't send me the recording.
Yeah,
I don't want to edit that kind of recording.
Me and Kim will make our own. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, yeah, no.
What? Right. Oliver, we got to say goodbye now, but I definitely want to catch up with you again. And we want more horror movies. You can keep the ending to yourself. I'll actually stay on the line. Once the show is over, I will love to. I think all of us would love to chat with you a little bit more.
Yes. But
for now, no problem. Elwin, could you swap me back to my hot seat where we're going to say goodbye?
Hi.
How unprofessional this Elwin is. Manually drag, manually extend.
Just be glad he's moving you back at all.
Yeah, just be glad he's here.
You
want
to move it yourself? Okay.
I will mute myself and watch you all from the sidelines.
Cool. Thanks, Oliver.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Oliver,
thanks, Oliver.
Oliver's watching behind the scenes, you know, all the things that we're gossiping, he knows, you know.
Okay, Oliver, I'm going to meet you.
All right. 11:30 right now. Go straight to YouTube on Supernatural Confessions. Yes. We have a very, very powerful confession from Park Dawood. 25 minutes of very old school animalistic beliefs and superstitions that most of us have forgotten in modern day Singapore. But if you ask your dad's time, this is the kind of classic confessions that we really have grown from all the stories that we know today. So really, though, you don't want to miss it. Go to Supernatural Confessions YouTube. Check out today's featured show. Okay. Any final last words before we say goodbye, guys?
I just want to say a very, very quick thank you to Charles Ho, Ryan Chu, who's also Philemon from YouTube, someone, and Kenny Polaris for donating to buying us a coffee. Thank you so much, guys. We love your support.
Thank you very much.
Fine. So let's say our goodbyes, guys.
Yep. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for spending Friday night date night with us. My name is Joe, and there are always more questions than there are answers. Have a very good night, peeps.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Sonia, and I usually have a super rational explanation for most everything. I wrote it down so I won't forget.
Okay. I owe you guys two things. So one thing first, okay, I owe somebody a joke here, right? So if not, cannot sleep, right? Okay, the joke for the wrap-up joke for tonight is, what do you call the testicle of a peacock? Peanuts. Okay, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I also like to take this opportunity to wish all our Muslim friends Selamat Hari Raya in advance. If we have done anything wrong throughout the whole past 1 year, saya susun 10 jari dan minta maaf. Zahir dan Batin. Selamat Hari Raya to all our Muslim friends. Have a good time. But also remember, during Ramadan, the great evil ones are locked up. Meaning to say that when Raya is done, it's here, free. They are set free, right? So remember, guys, be careful. Because whatever you don't see doesn't mean it is not there.
Dude. All right. Everyone, just put your hands together and give Oliver a big thank you for joining us tonight. Today he was our very first guest. Next week, we're going to have other guests and more of you guys coming on board. So thank you so much for being such great fans and supporters of Supernatural Confessions. This is our way of giving you guys a platform to shine. And as always, if ever you have an experience that you can't talk to anybody else about, Supernatural Confessions is the platform for you, because you alone. Good night, everybody. We'll see you guys next Friday.
See you guys.
What did you find?
You are listening to Supernatural Confessions.